We're here this afternoon for the case of Honolulu Traffic versus Federal Transit Administration.
Federal Judge Stephen Reinhart opened the hearing for the Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. Following oral arguments from both sides involved in the rail transit lawsuit, Judge Reinhart, one of three federal judges, said a ruling by the court could be out of sync with the rail transit project timetable.
The city can, if it wants, go ahead and construct phases 1, 2, and 3, but they'll be so far down the road that it'll be too late to turn back. Nobody, as I understand it, is appealing to us or asking for an order preventing them from going so far down the road.
The court adjourned after an hour, pending a decision at a later date. Meanwhile, both sides in the case stated their positions were reaffirmed by the court. Former Governor Ben Cayetano, one of the plaintiffs suing the Federal Transit Administration, said the rail project's construction timetable could affect the federal court's decision, but either way, there are alternative procedures under the purview of the state and county that could stop construction.
And there's still the archaeological studies that have been done by the city have to be approved. You know, there's a process that has to go through the State Historic Preservation Department, which is virtually being uncertified because of all the issues that they had there. And then there's a permitting process where I think people can make comments.
Cliff Slater, another plaintiff in the case, says the optimal ruling by the Ninth Circuit would be to go back for a more rigorous examination of alternatives to include bus rapid transit or BRT.
Last time around with the 2003 BRT final EIS, it was very clearly spelled out there that Parsons Brinckerhoff, the city, and the FTA found that the BRT was preferable because it wasn't as ugly as this one, didn't cost as much.
And did everything rail would do, according to former Governor Cayetano. City Corporation Counsel Donna Leong was also pleased with the proceeding, but said the Ninth Circuit will decide if it has appellate jurisdiction in the case, and if it does not, it could spur further legal actions. Leong says the city's and FTA's position is to honor what Honolulu residents have already decided.
The process has been over the course of 10 years, and all of those alternatives have been reviewed and have been vetted. And we're at a point now where this decision to construct this rail project does reflect the policy and the will of the people.
Earlier in the day, Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation Executive Director and CEO Dan Grabauskas said the project is moving forward.
We're continuing to work with the State Historic Preservation Office to wrap up the reports that we have put together. We think we're within a few weeks of getting that report completed. After that, our next steps to get back to construction really go back to City Council to get the remaining permits that we would need to go back building columns by the middle of September.
Grabauskas is also due to meet with railcar builders in a week or two to discuss interior design issues like bike, surfboard, and luggage racks. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.